Protecting Unborn Calves, David Sparks, Ag Information Network of the West. Research has shown that a modified live vaccination program can be effective in helping prevent abortions in cows caused by IBR and persistent infection caused by BVD viruses, types 1 and 2. But maintaining a strictly modified live vaccination program that fits the working schedule can be challenging for veterinarians and producers alike. Zoetis veterinarian Dr. Nathan Voris discusses an Auburn study.
The Auburn study was a three-year study, and the fundamental question was, can a producer or a veterinarian implement kind of a hybrid vaccine protocol where they, with heifers, give modified live vaccines pre-breeding and then transition those heifers as pregnant cows to a hybrid vaccine? In this study, it was CattleMaster. So they got two doses of BovaShield pre-breeding and then at preg check were transitioned to CattleMaster. So basically, it gives veterinarians and cattle producers another option that they can confidently implement in their herds that actually provides fetal protection without the worry of the scheduling and the record keeping that is required with a modified live vaccine.
Reproductive loss in U.S. beef herds has cost cattle producers approximately $500 million per year. This is David Sparks for the Ag Information Network of the West. If you have thoughts, opinions, rebuttals, we invite you to express them on our website, aginfo.net.